Thank you. No problem. Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Our local democracy reporter for Peter in the North, Rob Alexander. Well, he mentioned the success of the Green Party in Peterborough. Let's have a chat with Julie Howell, who is Green Councillor for Orton Waterville. A very good morning to you, Councillor Howell.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Were you celebrating then over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a mixed bag depending on which party you're in, but for the Greens, we're absolutely delighted. In 2018, there were no Greens on the council. In Peterborough, and here we are just a couple of years later, and we've got an entire green ward. Could not be more delighted.
And why is that then? Is that because people are particularly environmentally conscious in the Ortons? Why do you think that is the case?
No, I actually don't think it's about that at all. I can understand why people might assume that's the case, but what we deliver in Orton Waterville is hard work and accessibility and approachability all year round. Our residents make it very clear to us that they vote because of the way that we behave, that we're easy to get hold of, that they often see us out there working, and we communicate very frequently through newsletters, and that's what our residents want. I think they've become, our residents have become greener over the past few years, if you see what I mean, but the driver certainly for voting for us is to do with our work ethic, I would say.
So they're voting for you as individuals as opposed to voting for you as representatives of a party, you're saying?
I would say so, yes.
How do you get that across to the electorate? I'm just thinking, because I imagine that must be quite hard as a councillor, because there'll be a lot of people, for the people who do, you know, the 30-odd percent who turn up at the polling booths, I imagine quite a lot of them, if not the majority, walk in there, go, oh, I vote for that party, that's the party I always vote, put a cross in the box, without really knowing too much about the individual.
That's absolutely right, and you can see that reflected if you look at the results from the weekend, where we have targeted, where we have put Greens in who are working really hard, that's where we're getting the strong results. And where we haven't, Greens are coming fourth or fifth or sixth in the rankings. So we also came second in Wittering this year, where we've been working really hard as well. We're quite a small party, actually. I think people would be surprised how small we are in Peterborough. So we don't have the resources to target every ward at the same time, because it takes quite a big team to be successful to win a ward. But where we do use our focus, that's where we're being successful.
Same question I put to Rob, you know, from a Peterborough perspective, for people who didn't vote, for people who don't consider themselves interested in local politics, nothing to do with me, I don't care. I mean, that's not the case, is it? Because it impacts everybody's lives, whether they like it or not. But what change do you think they may see? How can you get them excited about the future for Peterborough from what's happened with the election results?
I think we need to think about our community and how your local councillors can help make your local community better. Another big change recently has, of course, been all the lockdowns we've had. That has made people more community-minded, more focused on their local environment as well. And I think that is changing what the electorate is looking for. I think the electorate is looking for hard-working councillors and is looking for councillors who really understand the issues very, very locally. We're south of the river here in Orton Waterville, and the press before the election were asking me a lot of questions about the city centre. Not very relevant, actually, to the people who vote for us in Orton Waterville, and it is that laser focus on what's happening outside your front door that people are starting to care more about. So we're seeing this shift in politics where there's an expectation on local councillors to really focus on, yeah, the bigger stuff in the city, but also what's happening on people's doorsteps. That's what people are after now.
Councillor Howell, good to talk to you. You stay well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Howell, Green Councillor there for Orton Waterville, here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Very good morning to you. If you just tuned in, it's nice.